Good morning, 927. I'm Jeff, and again, this is The People Speak, as our announcer said. Hope you're having a good day. Talking today with Larry Bernadoni from Sparta Hospital. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, thank you. How are you?
Oh, not too bad. I know I usually introduce you from the center, but today kind of to the hospital, but it's all kind of, it's interconnected. It's all
Absolutely.
Part of the same organization. And what are we going to talk about here today again?
Oh, well, we can talk a little bit about the fitness center and the gym. And I know I mentioned it the last time I was on, but we've started a new program, a COVID long hauler program, and talk a little bit about that today as well.
All right. I'll tell you what, we'll take a break here, get that out of the way, and we'll come back and talk with Larry from Sparta Hospital. We'll be back here on The People Speak right after this. And welcome back, 9:33. Again, this is The People Speak. I'm Jeff, talking today with Larry from Sparta Hospital, from the center. You know, like I said, we talked about it a little bit the last time, but it's kind of an important topic. I mean, it's in the news still. I mean, COVID is still with us. It's maybe not as rough in some areas, you know, that it was when it first came out, but it's still there, and it's still something that, you know, we need to be aware of. And I guess the hospital has developed a kind of a through the center, a program for what we're calling what, long haul?
Yes, the COVID long hauler program. And okay. Why we call it that? So we're finding out that some folks who've had COVID, they're experiencing some symptoms that are a result of COVID. There's still a lot we don't know. We're still learning. There's a lot of research coming out about some of this stuff. But we've developed this program at the center. These are for individuals who have had COVID and they're experiencing one or more symptoms. And some of those symptoms are shortness of breath, chest pain or tightness, difficulty sleeping, so insomnia, heart palpitations, dizziness, muscle and joint pain. That's a real common one that you'll hear that people who, that are experiencing this stuff. But joint pain, depression, anxiety, earaches, diarrhea, stomach problems, just various symptoms. And it could be one, it could be multiple. And the idea is that we feel like that exercise can possibly help some of these symptoms. And this program is a little different compared to just somebody coming out and joining the gym, because this is going to be a monitored program. Mm-hmm. So what we can do is we can fitness test these individuals, and there's various tests we have depending on fitness level. We'll come up with the appropriate test so we can do like a circulatory and respiratory test or a cardiovascular test. There's some basic strength testing that we can do, flexibility testing that we can do. And then the idea is that this program is, again, it's monitored. So we're going to take, pre-exercise blood pressure and O2 saturation, heart rate, and then, during exercise and then after exercise. And we're going to track these things. And of course the after we fitness test, we'll customize an exercise program for these individuals. And the reason I say customize is because, each routine could be different depending on that individual's symptoms, fitness level, when they come in. So I know I said last time, and I'll say it again, we're not promising that we can cure everything, but we know that exercise is a very important component of an individual's health. And we're, pretty positive that exercise could and should help, a lot of these symptoms.
If you could cure everything, you'd have too many people coming in.
Well, sure. But we do know that exercise is very important, and it's no different for somebody who's experiencing, post COVID symptoms or long hauler symptoms. So the main thing I want to stress is this program is designed to be monitored,
Right.
You're not just coming out there and exercising on your own. We're going to track these things, keep track of progress. And so if we can hopefully show that this individual is improving. I had one of the docs ask me, hey, will you be able to let me know, if my patient were to sign up for this, and and I wanted to see how they're coming along. Absolutely. We're going to keep track of some things. And, like I said, heart, blood pressure, O2 saturation, heart rate, and so on. Now, another thing I really want to stress with this program, we want this to be doctor driven. And what I mean by that is, you're going to have, any individual wanting to sign up for this is going to need medical clearance from their doctor. Usually not a big deal. There's the doctor could send somebody to us if he felt this could be something that's beneficial, or that individual can come to us first, and then there's a form they can sign, we can fax it to the doctor, and and let them know that this individual's wanting to participate in an exercise right. program to hopefully help some of these symptoms they're experiencing. The other thing I'll mention, it's very inexpensive. We're not requiring any commitment. So like our normal memberships, sometimes we run specials. Well, I'll talk about that in a minute, but we do require a 6-month commitment or a 1-year commitment. This is no commitment. You can just pay monthly and it's $20 a month. So it's very affordable. Yeah. Just hoping to be able to help some, you know, to fill a need in the community right. and help as many individuals as we can.
Right. At that price too. I mean, it's cheaper than a prescription and probably considerably better for you, than taking more medicine. Yep. But and this might be a question that would be better answered by a doctor, but I mean, as far as from what you've heard is what kind of percentage of people are experiencing problems with this?
Unfortunately, I don't have that percentage. I can't answer that question. And like I said, there's a lot we still don't know about COVID and the long-term effects, but we do know that people, you know, I mentioned those or listed some of those symptoms earlier, and we do know that there are people, I've talked to them, mm-hmm. and they're going to their healthcare professionals and they're telling them, you know, this is probably, you know, COVID related. And some of these people that are, by the way, that are experiencing some of these symptoms, you know, they didn't have severe COVID. And I'm saying, you know, they didn't mm-hmm. end up in the hospital. It's very mild symptoms. Just like I felt like I had a cold. And then they're months later, they're going, I don't know why I'm experiencing all these symptoms. And a lot of this they're thinking is related to that COVID.
Right. So basically, like I said, you don't have to have had a severe case of it. No. If you had it, there's a chance, not a guarantee, but a chance that you may end up, you know, dealing with some of the aspects of this anyway.
Like I said, I don't know the percentage, but mm-hmm. but I have spoken to people out at the gym that have told me, you know, that I'm experienced, you know, that mm-hmm. I'm going through some of these symptoms and didn't have them pre-COVID, you know.
Right.
And I know it's really not fun, you know, for right. some of these individuals.
You know, I know a lot of the symptoms you mentioned, you know, are things that, you know, come about as you get older too. But, you know, with these people, I mean, these are like, okay, we've had COVID. Now all of a sudden, boom, we're getting these symptoms, you know, a year or less later. So the time frame on it, it's not something that's progressively gotten this way. It's something that's just kind of showed up for whatever reason.
Correct. Yeah. Correct. And this, again, you know, this program is designed for individuals who are healthy enough to, you know, mm-hmm. they're cleared to exercise by a right. doctor. They're healthy enough to do so. But again, you know, we do know that exercise is a very positive thing and you know, can and should help mm-hmm. some of these symptoms.
What were some of those symptoms you mentioned then?
Yeah. So some of the symptoms that people are experiencing are shortness of breath, chest pain or tightness, you know, difficulty sleeping, heart palpitations, dizziness, muscle pain, joint pain, anxiety and depression, earaches, you know, stomach issues, loss of, you know, taste or smell, you know. Mm-hmm. Now, again, we know that in the past that exercise, you know, we know that exercise can help people sleep better. We know right. that exercise is good for our circulatory and respiratory system. We know that exercise is good for our muscles and mm-hmm. bones and joints. So again, you know, exercise
right.
should help. So,
all right. I'll tell you what, we got another break here. Let's go ahead and take that and we'll come back and talk some more with Larry from Sparta Hospital. We'll be back right after this. And welcome back. Got some time left in the program today. Again, talking with Larry from Sparta Hospital from the center as well. And we talk to you occasionally. We'll be talking to you again next week as well. We'll talk maybe a little more in depth on the center, but I guess obviously things are going well out there.
Yeah, they sure are, and we're getting to fall here. So, well, we're in fall, I guess.
Right,
I say we're
right.
getting to it. 77 today, I heard. So it doesn't feel like it, but yeah, and that's usually our busier time. We mm-hmm. stay busy all year long. But
well, you got that nice walking track inside.
Absolutely.
Which once the weather gets bad, it makes it nice for people that like to walk.
Yeah, more and more. Yeah, in the summer, more people want to get out and mm-hmm. do activities, and I get that completely. And as it starts to get a little, we get into the colder season, then it's a lot of people want to get back inside. And like you said, right. we've got the track and, of course, the treadmills and all the other equipment. So,
and as I get older, I like the cold even less than I used to. So.
I hear you.
But so, I mean, What kind of specials, any programs going on?
Actually, now that you mentioned that, I was planning on talking about that. We are getting ready to run them. In fact, we're going to start them right away. We're going to run our fall/winter specials, and mm-hmm. and what we do there, it's really popular because I mentioned the 6 month and the year commitment. Mm-hmm. You don't have to do that. We sell certificates, 1 month certificates, so you can come in and you can sign up. You can sign up as a single couple or family. And we charge, no 6 month or 1 year commitment, and it's at the cheapest rate. And I've got our rates here, I guess I can let everyone know. So for example, if you came in and bought 1 month single, it'd be $30 a month. If you did a couple, 1 month, it's $45 a month. If you did a family, it's $50 a month. And like I said, you can buy one of those, you can buy two of those, 10 of those. Mm-hmm. But that's really popular. Like I said, for folks who don't really want to commit for that 6 months or 1 year. The other thing that's really, really nice about them is if you buy a couple of them, you can turn them in as you use them. So let's say you buy three of them and you use the first one. We won't start the second one until you turn that one in. So that's kind of popular. So they don't have to run consecutively.
Right.
So there's a lot of flexibility with those. So
if you want to go 1 month and say next month, it's just so busy, I don't have, like, you know, December's always busy with Christmas.
Exactly.
And it's like, so you can just wait till January and come back if you choose to do
so. That's right. Yeah. So that's really popular for those reasons. And so if anybody's interested in those, give us a call, come out and see us. But so we're running those specials.
All right. Any changes or anything new out there?
No. The COVID long hauler program that we've already talked about.
Right.
That's kind of our new program we're doing there. The specials. Most of the equipment. Nothing real new at this stage. Where we're always keeping everything current and mm-hmm. updating as necessary. But we've got everything out there that you would need. So if you haven't been out there, come check it out. It's a very nice facility.
Right. I like the stationary bikes. I mean, and you've got, I think you've got one that I consider more like a normal bike.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then the recumbents as well.
Yeah, so that's the great thing. You mentioned we call that an upright bike, and mm-hmm. it is. That's how I always explain it to people, is that's more like a traditional bike. So if you're somebody who likes to ride outdoors and a standard bicycle or something, mm-hmm. that's great for you. But the recumbents are have the big back support,
right.
seats, and those. So some people like those because they're a little more, the seats are bigger,
right.
so they're a little more comfortable. But we've got treadmills out there. We've got elliptical gliders out there. We've got an arc trainer, which is just similar to a glider, but we've got mm-hmm. a rowing machine. A Jacob's ladder. All kinds of, tons of variety. And of course, mm-hmm. all our machine weights, we have a machine to work every major muscle group. If free weights are your thing, we've got, mm-hmm. We've got the free weight area with all the racks and plates and dumbbells. So,
well, one thing we were talking about off air a little while ago and stuff, I'm having trouble with my knee and whatever. So I don't really feel comfortable doing like the exercise bike we were talking about. I mean, you can get a good workout just by using some of the resistance machines.
Absolutely. So I'm a big believer that it doesn't matter what you've got going on. There's some type of program we can come up with to fit your needs. And that's the thing about exercise. It should always be individualized. Meaning that each routine should be custom for that particular individual. There are general guidelines,
right.
They recommend, and obviously cardiovascular exercise is very important for your circulatory and respiratory health. And then the resistance training is important for your muscle and joint and bone health. And then we also, always try to encourage people to do, include flexibility, mm-hmm. flexibility routine, so basically you we're always shooting for a comprehensive exercise routine, but yeah, sometimes there's factors, like you mentioned, a knee, sometimes a back, or there, all kinds of things that mm-hmm. could where we have to shape that program
right.
to meet those needs. But, and we can do that, that's the,
I think the main thing is, and I know you've said it a number of times, is just do it.
That's correct. Not to steal the Nike saying there,
right.
right. But just do it. And it's so true. I mean, motion is lotion. Movement is good. Sedentary is bad. Mm-hmm. Get it, do something. That's right. And if you're not the gym person, get out, outside, you know, be active outside, you know, at home, exercise, just exercise and physical activity, you know, is so important.
I mean, technically, I guess, you know, you could get down mopping the floor is going to be somewhat of a physical exercise.
Well, sure. You know, gardening, you know, you know, there's benefits to having a more physical job than a job where you're sitting at a desk all day.
True.
So, you know, any type of active physical activity, movement is good. I know that a lot of people nowadays, you know, with all these smart watches and smartphones that we have, they're tracking steps, and that's not a bad, you know, that's a good thing. Mm-hmm. You know, that's nothing wrong with that. So, I know I talk to more and more people, you know, about steps because so many people are going that direction.
Right. All right. Well, looks like we're just about out of time, but, if someone's interested in, the center or the long, haul COVID, the long haul COVID, they probably need to go through their doctor first.
Not necessarily. They can, and that's a good that would be a good approach. But they're like I had mentioned earlier, they're also welcome to, if they come to us first, then we will have them sign a medical clearance form and fax it to their doctor. So either or could work, you know. But we're definitely going to go through that doctor either way.
Right, and if they just want to get look into one of the programs like you talked about, where the monthly.
The winter specials. Yep, absolutely. They can call. Our phone number is 618-443-6966. Be happy to talk to anybody, give them information. We love when people stop in. That's fine, too. We're at 1300 North Market Street, the old Kroger building, we always say.
Just look for the produce section.
That is correct, if you remember where that was. You're welcome to stop in, and somebody can help you that way. Absolutely.
All righty. Well, that will wrap things up today. So thanks for stopping in and talking with us.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
We'll talk to you next time then.
Okay. Have a great day.
All right. You too. For the People Speak, I'm Jeff. We will talk to you next time.